gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say?
You know who I am.
I think you're the Miss One and Only Miss Fonda Cox from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, and who are you, honey bunny?
The one and only Mr. Captain Cox.
And together we are
DallasKpop.com.
Hooray!
Hooray!
That's us.
So I wanted to let everyone know that we are finally doing music the legal way, and the artist you are listening to now is Janid, J-A-N-I-D, and she's from New York, New York. And this comes to us courtesy of Ariel, Publicity Artist Relations Cyber Promotion, cyberpr.com. So thank you for the. I can't believe people are actually giving us music to play on our show.
Oh, yeah, because people listen to us. And, you know, if you guys want a new jam, go check her out.
Check her out. And the way you can check her out.
She sounds sassy.
She's actually really good. I actually really like her. And you ought to see her makeup. She is a hot little chica chica. We're going to actually have a new sponsor page on our website with artists who are being featured every week on our website on DallasGayPod.com, which is our website. So this song is Do Me from Janid. And you can learn more about Janid at DallasGayPod.com. And,
hold the line. I got to take a call. It's important. Hold on.
For real?
Yes. Hello? Hey, what's up?
You don't want to leave. You need the space to flow. I'm so ready to flow. Why don't you disappear? Treat all your voice to fear. I think you need to know that I'm so ready to go.
Wow, she even got a lot more music. Oh, there we go. She even got some more play out there on that action.
I apologize. I had to take that call.
Well, praise him. Well, now she's done. So this is Dallas Gay Pod. We're actually on episode number 105.
Really?
Yeah, honey.
Oh, yeah, because I missed one. Yeah,
missed
that's
one.
Right. I'm sorry.
Actually, you missed
Yeah, I know. We don't have to talk about it.
A little bitter, honey.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You can say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's been going on since the last time we chatted?
Oh, just this and that, hanging out, going out with friends, to the movies.
Didn't you have some exciting things going on this last week that you were telling me all about?
I don't know which exciting things was that.
Oh, wait, that was me. Let me tell everyone. So,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Captain Cox just might be on Bravo.
Welcome to the Captain Cox Show.
Might be on Bravo Television next season of The Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm.
Honey, yeah, go ahead.
You could have been here if you moved here. I've been trying to get you to move here for the rest of all my God-given years.
I have family. I have children. I got this thing called a job.
Oh.
Yeah, you forget people have those, don't you, honey?
I know. It's hard when you're me to remember those kinds of things. Well, anyways, not to rub it in anybody's face, Fonda. Which it really, you know what? It's not really a rub in your face thing. And by the way, that girl does look like Michelle Pfeiffer. I am sorry.
No, she doesn't.
I saw your post on my Facebook. She looked just like Michelle Pfeiffer in person. I don't know how she looked on the photo, but in person.
And nothing like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, I think so. But so I met. Let me start with the important people. I met Jay, which actually I've met Jay before. Jay's. What'd you say?
I started to say, are you going to talk about important people so I don't have to do anything right now?
I'm just going to talk about the people that I met, honey, because I met some fun people. I met
Jay. This is me being humorous. Okay. This is what I do. Okay. Has it been that long you forgot what my part is here on the podcast? I provide the witty banter.
Oh, is that a witty banter?
It is.
I'm just a little
sensitive. If you had a sense
today.
Of humor, you would recognize it.
I'm sensitive today.
Let's get over it. Change your tampon. Go. Okay. Proceed.
So I met Miss Daisy Torres and all the crew, Jay, the publisher from Rage Magazine, and a bunch of other fun people. And then I also met Tamara. I don't know Tamara's last name. Do you remember her last name?
No. We'll just say Tamara, the one who is a little spiteful.
She's a little spiteful. That's nicer than what I... Oh, sorry. That's nicer than what I Twittered on Saturday night when I was there because I totally forgot all of their names. I'm like, oh my God, who's the blonde one that was a bitch? And then who was the...
And I knew it,
too?
Didn't I?
You knew exactly who the fuck I was talking about. You know what? She was kind of a cuntly bitch on this season. And last night, I will say, at the beginning of the night, before she was drunk... she was a little standoffish. I don't want to say necessarily bitchy, but I will definitely say she was definitely standoffish. But then by the end of the night, and she was, you know, two sheets to the wind, honey.
Well, I think that attitude is a common occurrence in these D-list reality stars.
You would call
they get it in their head. They think they're absolutely.
Well, okay.
You consider them higher?
Well, no.
Are you serious?
Well, no, but when I see...
The only reason they're anybody is because they show them on TV. They've done nothing.
Well, honey, what about us? Where do we fall?
Well, we're certainly not D-list because we're podcasting, and on podcasts, we are A-list.
Are we?
Now, if they just came in here with...
Let me tell you our ratings.
On podcasting...
By the way, podcasting, our ratings on our podcast network are pretty incredible at this moment. We have jumped from, we were like at 100 and, gosh, I don't know, in our category, 100 plus something. We're now down to 31 this last week.
That's what I'm talking about. In the podcast world,
so I would say we're
at least like A minus.
Right now. I would say
no, in our category, honey.
Okay, fine.
30 out of how many?
Out of a lot. There's a lot in our category.
Okay, then.
But, honey, we've been doing this for
A minus.
We've been doing this for
five years. Well, so what? Hey, that don't matter. It's where you are today, not where you were yesterday.
Oh, I guess you have a point.
Thank you.
I do want to say hi to all of our new friends that we met this weekend. We met Daisy Torres from San Diego. We met Bruce. We met Caroline Turner. We met Derek Valentine. We met Nathan, and we met Barbara, and we met Michael, and we met Lance, and actually Lance came over. It was his birthday, so happy birthday, Lance. That was kind of who the party was for, in addition to the launch of Rage Magazine, Orange County and LA edition. We met Jay, which is the publisher of Rage. In fact, Jay's neighbors with my friend, you know, Ryan Hirschberger. He actually lives next door to Jay, so that was kind of cool. And then I want to say hi to my new neighbor, Abra Walters, who is a flight attendant for Alaskan Airlines, and She lives downstairs, and she listens now. And then Zach was over this week, and all of their great friends were hanging out. Actually, that's who was on the podcast last week, was Zach and his girl, gal pals. So they're starting their own gay podcast here in Orange County. So we're going to have a little competition, honey. So anyways, we got to
bring it on.
And then new to my Facebook page is Ken St. Pierre, who's a realtor in San Diego. And he actually lives across the street from Rich, where I used to live. So he's Rich's old new roommate. Or Rich,
neighbor.
Rich's old, yes, he's Rich's neighbor. And yeah, that's about it. And then, of course, we met Tamara, and then we met Lynn. Let me say Lynn was a mighty fine delight. Everybody says she's, like, ditzy and stupid or whatever they say about her, but she's really not. She's actually really fun. She's super sweet. She was really nice to Robert, you know, mostly nice to me. You know, let me tell you something. I was telling you this on the phone after meeting all of them. You know, again, not that they're, like, A-list celebrities, but the fact that when I walk up to them, I just totally, like, shit my mouth. What I said to her when I got... I was just tired because my group of friends were sitting in a booth, and I'm like, we're at a fucking party with Bravo TV crews, and we're sitting in a booth. I said, I'm out of here. So I went out, and I just like, oh, are you, you're Lynn, right? And she goes, yes. And I was like, oh, I love your clutch. And she goes, thank you. And I said, all right, well, have fun. And I turned around and walked off. I was a little intimidated. But, you know, by the end of the night, I was fun. You know, we don't have a lot of experience talking with, like, D-list celebrities, honey. Or C-list.
I do.
Or B-list. Or A-list. Okay, who, honey? Who the fuck have you met and talked to?
What's his name? From Queer Eye Carson?
Okay, I would put him in the same category, honey. How is he more...
But he was a gay icon.
Was he?
What do you mean? He what?
Honey, he
what
was
do you
on
mean
the
he's
same.
Not?
He was on the same network.
But then he got his own TV show, and he was on Kathy Griffin. No, he's moved up. He's moved up.
Oh, okay, Kathy Griffin. My next client of debauchery.
Did and then see? I'm not through with celebrities I've met.
Well, honey, you're like twice my age, so you should have seen more celebrities than
no,
I have.
No, these are recent, bitch.
Really?
I met...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what the hell is that? And then I met Anthony Clark, which you probably don't know who he is.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He was on the TV show Yes, Dear.
Okay.
He's a little gay guy. He plays a straight guy on the show, but I met him one night at Mink. Erica Badu, I met her at Mink.
Don't know.
You don't know who Erica Badu is?
I knew.
Oh my God!
Honey, I was
no wonder
in a
you
barn.
Think these people. No wonder you think these people were more than D list. You don't even know what the list is. We need to make you a list.
Rank
and of course, I made out. I made out with Roger Daltrey from The Who.
Okay.
Oh, forget it. You don't appreciate it.
I don't know it, honey. How can I not appreciate when I've never been educated in this area?
I've tried. I've tried so hard to educate you. So, yes, I've met a few.
Anything else?
Well, I'm just saying I didn't walk up and compliment their shoes.
So, are you done giving off your list of all the celebrities you've met in your days?
Well, I guess.
Let's talk about the highest celebrity or the highest profile person we've ever slept with.
Oh.
I got a good one.
Well, we didn't have sex, but I slept with you.
I'm talking about naked, honey. I've never slept with you outside of my underwears, outside of my drawers.
I don't think I've ever had sex with anybody famous.
I have.
Who?
I told you about this one time. I had sex with one of the founding season 1 and 2 executive producers of Desperate Housewives in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
He took
me
out on a couple of dates, and he came to my hotel room when I was training in Burbank for the cargo, when I was flying cargo and delivering packages, honey. Needless to say, UPS wasn't the only package I was delivering back then.
No, I've never whored out to a celebrity, sorry.
Well, I didn't know
you win.
I didn't know who he was until after like the second or third fuck, and then he finally asked me out for a date. I kind of did things backwards with him. Like we hooked
well,
up.
I did have sex with a guy that was used to be the writer. Used to be a writer on Scrubs.
Really? That's kind of big. I mean, it's nothing like an executive producer, but you know.
No, it was this guy that I met online. He just moved to Dallas. Started working for his uncle. He had been a writer on Scrubs. Moved here from L.A.
Oh, he was a has-been, huh?
Okay. And have you talked to your executive producer
Actually,
lately?
I talked to him about 6 months ago via email.
Is he still on credits?
No, honey.
When the show plays?
He only did the first two seasons.
Oh, so he's a has-been as well.
No, honey, he's still working. He still does... He still produces. He's still doing things.
Well, who's to say that my man's not still doing things?
Well, I don't know. Can you confirm?
Not anymore. I don't have his number.
I can confirm, honey.
Well, you confirm.
So, I'm not saying that he listens to our show because I know he probably doesn't. Actually, I know for a fact he doesn't. But do I blame him? No. But speaking of D-list, honey, let's go on to Kathy Griffin. Was that not... Did you see it last night?
No, I didn't see it last night.
What kind of fucking fag hag are you that you're not going to fucking watch goddamn Kathy fucking Griffin?
I can tell you why. Because the season premiere of Weeds was on last night.
Honey, let's pick our priorities. Gays before the Weeds.
No. I am all about the Weeds. Sorry. Kathy, I will catch on reruns. The night that Weeds comes on, I'm there. I've watched it for 5 seasons. I gotta watch my Weeds.
Well,
I can watch Kathy tonight.
Let me just tell you that it was insanely out of control. She was on with Bette Midler. And let me tell you, I don't know if Bette Midler, like all of the people that were in my house watching the show last night, were a little irritated and put off by Bette Midler's attitude and her responses towards Kathy. She really talked, and I'm not sure if she was just, you know, acting it up for the show or if she was legitimately putting down Kathy Griffin, but she kept slamming Kathy in a negative, just redonkulous way, honey. And I don't know, I don't know if that was legitimate or if she's putting on a show for Kathy or for Bravo. I don't know. But if that's the way Bette Midler really is in real life, I'll pass. I don't think I can do that. Her attitude was just really shitty. So I'm interested to see what you have to say about it after you see the actual first episode of the season. But the previews for the rest of the season look hot. She's there with Paris Hilton. It was really funny. She took Bette Midler down to the ghetto casino in Vegas for a fried Twinkie and fried Oreo for dessert. It was really funny.
Who did that?
Kathy Griffin. Kathy went to Bette's show.
And she took Bette Midler to this place?
To this ghetto-ass, skanky, flea-infested casino and bought her dessert because Bette Midler had treated Kathy to dinner in her private suite at Caesar's Palace. And so Kathy says, well, let me treat you to dessert. And Bette was a little hesitant. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, just come on. I swear it'll be good. Just, you know, let me show you how life is on the D-list. And so they drove in their little fancy car down to this little ghetto hood radish casino. And nobody was in there. It was completely empty. They walk in. They walk back to this little grill that kind of looks like a hot dog stand at a football arena. You know, when you go to see, like, a high school team play. It kind of looked like a trailer parked in... You know, one of those little travel trailers where they put food stations? It was one of those. And they got fried Twinkies and fried Oreos. And that's what Kathy served Bette Midler. But let me tell you this. Bette Midler let Kathy that night appear on her show in a little cameo as herself. And it was really funny. You know how Kathy got in a lot of shitload of trouble for saying that I don't come to your job and, like, pull the dicks out of your mouth? On CNN with Anderson Cooper New Year's Eve. She pulled the same stunts on Bette's show, which Bette was pissed off a little bit. She was a little irritated that Kathy went that direction with her show. So, anyways, it was really funny. If you haven't seen it, catch it up online. or wait for the rerun to show on Bravo, because you know they rerun the same shit over and over and over again. But it's really worth your time. It was a really funny episode. And yeah, so since you didn't see it, never mind.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to watch my weeds.
Oh, I got to say hi to Carolyn Park Turner. She just responded. She's going to make it to Big Hair Bingo. Can I go into that real quick?
Sure.
So, Captain, and by Captain I mean Jazana Stranger and Maxie P. Weinstock from Phoenix, are going to be hosting an Orange County version of Big Hair Bingo, which originated in Phoenix at Cobalt Bar Memorial Day weekend, which all of those photos are on DallasGayPod.com. So are the photos of Saturday night with the Real Housewives of Orange County, all two of them that showed up. So we're actually going to be doing a fundraiser for EqualityCalifornia.org, which is EQCA.org, and a new nonprofit organization that I am co-launching with my friend Phil. We're launching a new organization called thinkofme.org, and basically what thinkofme.org is we are going to strip down the message of equality and equality for all, and obviously we're dealing with marriage here in California, and allow the LGBT community and supporters to present their stories with their face, put their face with the message. And so we're actually working on launching a new site for that. So anyways, we are, Jazana Stranger and Maxie P. Weinstock are going to be hosting Big Hair Bingo as a fundraiser here in Orange County on July 5th, which falls after July 4th, which is going to be a Sunday. And we'd like to invite everyone out, and your opportunity to come out and win some really cool prizes. And the cover from the door is going to these two organizations to help spread the message of equality and get some shit taken care of around here in the state of California. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I just wanted to little drop that so everybody knew, can mark the calendars, July 5th. Big Hair Bingos. Dirty
Save
Nellies.
The date.
Save the date. More information at DallasGayPod.com. So, honey, we haven't talked about a little you-know-what.
At Match.com, if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our Make Love Happen guarantee. Join Match.com today and make love happen.
Honey.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Not so good.
Really?
Yeah. I winked at a guy today. We'll see if he responds back.
You winked?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the smile that people send on Adam for Adam?
No, it's got this thing. I don't know. I've never been on Adam for Adam. But if you're interested in someone and you're not ready to send an email, you just send them a wink. Let them know, hey, I'm interested.
Okay, so that is the same thing as sending a smile on Adam for Adam. Let me tell you from my past previous experience on Adam for Adam that sending a wink, or in the case of Adam for Adam, a smile, is redonkulously retarded.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to say, hi, how are you? Come on.
That's what the wink does.
No, honey. The wink is like a self-generated, automatic, non-personal touch that is redonkulous. Nobody wants a goddamn wink.
Well, that's what they got.
If you want a wink, honey, sit on your side and spread your pussy lips and wink those lips, honey. Wink at them.
Oh, I don't do that.
Oh, really? Really?
No.
Really?
No. Mm. No.
Huh. When's the last time you got
Now, I haven't gotten much action, but we'll see if there are any prospects perhaps I run into this weekend.
Where are you going this weekend? You have an event coming up?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about this.
My high school reunion.
Oh, honey, you don't want to fuck any of those has-beens.
Some of them may be in good shape.
There is nothing more tacky than fucking has-beens from your high school reunion, honey. High
well,
school
maybe
was
they're
high
not
school.
Has-beens.
Let's move the fuck on.
Honey. Yeah, as I did too. I moved on. I'm not the same person I was in high school, thank God. Well, yeah, I kind of am. I was fabulous then as well.
I'm just saying, I would not go the fuck back to high school and fuck anyone, gay or straight.
Okay, you've not been out of high school. I'm not going to fuck anybody at my reunion. I might meet somebody that says, hey, can I have your number?
And that leads to what? 2 a.m. drunk dials or text messages?
Okay, wait a minute.
Let me come over and fuck your balls out.
You're cutting your nose off to spite your face. Is
really?
What you're doing.
Honey, I have a
Wait till you're my age. Listen to me. Yeah, you got a boyfriend. You can sit there and be all cocky and I ain't got one. You know, and when you get to be my age and the prospects are pretty much nil.
Dying off.
You go where the fish are, and there may be some little fishies there, and I'm going to put out my fishing pole and hope I use the right bait. Wow. So there.
And by pole, you mean?
It was a metaphor.
Oh, metaphorically speaking.
My fishing pole, my bait, my personality, my savoir-faire.
Your savoir-faire?
If you will. Mm-hmm. Ask your boyfriend what that means. He speaks French.
Savoir-faire.
Savoir-faire. So, yeah, I've got that coming up this weekend. And even if there's nobody there, it's going to be a blast because I'm going with Cuckoo Panties and Shirley.
Oh, and we're staying. Shirley. I saw Shirley at the hot dog stand.
Yes, you did. That bitch was so hungry. She was dying for something to eat. We were at Nordstrom Rack, and she kept going, God, I smell food. I was like, yeah, it kind of smells like the fair in here. And she goes, why would Nordstrom Rack smell like the fair? We walked out. There was a little hot dog vendor. She's like, oh, praise Jesus. Give me a weenie.
Oh, praise him. And what was the thing that she was most surprised about when she went to the hot dog stand and ordered her weenie?
I don't know. What?
Didn't she have something to do with, like the way the payment accepted or something like that? She
said, that was just a comment somebody else made to be funny. She paid with cash.
Oh, gotcha. I was like confused.
So I got that coming up, and I've just been doing my thing, hanging out at the Grapevine, and went to the movie this weekend.
What movie did you
see? Which was a lot of The Hangover.
And tell everyone about that. Give everyone your Dallas Gay Pod review on The Hangover.
Okay, if you like movies such as Knocked Up, Superbad, those kind of movies with that kind of humor. This movie is going to make you piss your pants laughing. It was so funny. And the last 5 minutes of it was so reminiscent of our life, Captain.
Really?
The premise of it is they wake up in this room after a bachelor party, and they've lost the bachelor. They're trying to find him. They don't know where they've left him. There's just all kinds of mayhem and chaos in their room. There's like a tiger in the bathroom. There's a chicken walking around. There's a cushion on fire. There's an Elvis statue. They don't know how any of this shit happened.
Right.
Because they got so fucking wasted.
Right.
So the movie is them backtracking and trying to figure out what all the hell happened. Well, at the very end of the movie, some of the things – they finally find the guy, and some of the things they still don't have answered. And the guy's like, oh, man. He goes, I got all the answers to what happened last night. Look what I found in the cushions of the couch. They found their digital camera.
Oh, no.
So the last
five minutes. To that. I can totally relate
to that. Oh, no shit. No shit. How many times have you and I been out the next morning and you're like, Fonda, I don't remember this at all. And you're like, who is this person? I was like, oh, y'all were best friends when we left.
Yep.
Yeah, it was that kind of thing. It's hilarious. I give it two thumbs up. Recommend you go see it. Don't go looking for a message or anything. It's just fun. It's kind of like our podcast. It's just there for your entertainment. Just embrace it and have a good time.
We are only here to entertain and to enlighten, mostly entertain.
Absolutely. If you want to be informed, go to CNN.com.
That's correct, honey. Go to CNN.com because we are not here to fucking educate you on the issues of the day. But actually, just a little bit.
We do a little bit.
We do a little bit.
Hi, this is Janine, and I am proud to be a PodSafe artist.
This is something you want. You love me.